Captain Douglas Hickok was a third-generation serviceman raised by two scoutmasters. Douglas's daughter, Chandrea Hickok, tells us they were always doing something when they were younger, whether it was going to a museum or being out in nature as a family.
He just had this sense of just exploration and traveling. Like, he always wanted to do something, like, outside that was, like, super important, or, like, go hiking on the Appalachian Trail, stuff like that.
Douglas graduated from Cornell University and was an orthopedic physician's assistant. Chandrea says despite knowing her father contracted the virus, she never thought it could happen to them.
We were just talking about him getting out of the hospital. You know, there was no, like, the life support happened so quickly and it turned so quickly that there wasn't a way to just prepare.
Chandrea says she wasn't able to be with her father from the time he went into the hospital on the 21st to when he passed away on Saturday.
It doesn't feel as real as I think it would have been if we were at the hospital with him. Because, of course, we would have gone to the hospital and stayed with him by his side, you know, and witnessed the passing and everything. So it almost, in a sense, feels like it didn't happen because I didn't have that real experience of being there with that loved one passing away, holding their hands in person.
Douglas Hickok is survived by his two children, Chandrea and Noah Hickok, his first wife, Barbara Hickok, his father, Major Robert L. Hickok, a sister, two brothers, and 15 nieces and nephews. Ben Stemrick, WLVR News.